Made for Success presents Taboo, the Hidden Culture of a Red Light Area. Written by Dr. Fawzia Saeed. Narrated by Ashlyn Kinberg. Chapter 1. Shifting the Focus. I had just finished 14 months of fieldwork, logging thousands of kilometers on my old Toyota in the process. During that time, I met unnumbered inhabitants of Shahi Mohalla in Lahore, taped many hours of conversations, engaged in some confrontations with the police, and ended up with 4 slashed tires. Yet, I was still full of questions. I was desperate to talk to someone who could help me understand how this traditional system of prostitution in Lahore relates to our society. Fortunately, on returning to Islamabad, I had a message to call Amjad Shah. Amjad Shah is a senior police officer in Islamabad and a personal friend. He invited me to his house to discuss where my study had reached and what I was finding. He was also more than a little worried about me and wanted to know if I was okay. Despite our friendship, I had rarely seen him out of uniform, but here he was wearing a shalwar kameez, traditional Pakistani clothes. His living room was decorated tastefully in a contemporary style. I exchanged greetings with him and his wife. Sadika was a shadow being, bringing tea and delicious snacks for guests, persuading them to eat more, then quietly exiting before the discussions began. As we sat down in the living room, Amjad said, "I understand that the police have been quite resistant to your research." I answered that I had experienced resistance not only from the police, but also from the Ministry of Culture, whose attitude toward my studying the red light district of Lahore was very negative. I mentioned as well another, less direct kind of resistance, the subtle social disapproval of a middle-class woman getting involved with such topics. Hardly anyone encouraged me to continue my research, so strong was the taboo associated with the area and the profession. On the other hand, there was also a scandalous anticipation, as if hoping I might come up with some juicy stories. I asked him what he thought of the secrecy surrounding the Mohalla, and why it was so difficult to find anything out about that place. I tried several public offices, and had tried to contact the police, but apparently no one wanted to have anything to do with research that could uncover any facts about the area. Why this mystery, creating such a romantic, yet frightening and repulsive image? I asked. "You are stepping on many people's toes," he replied. "I told you that before." "No, it's more than that. The reaction is almost instinctive."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?